everybody. Welcome to week 9 of a 12-week series with Shift Your Life Design. I am Tara Rudy, the host at this podcast, and I am making my way through change one step at a time. And this week we have added the action of fitness to our lives. So I want to be honest here. I'm much like a bear, and it requires a lot of perseverance for me not to hibernate in the winter time. I dislike feeling cold. So staying active is more of a challenge because we have to find indoor routines, and we have to adjust our mind to making success in lives here in Saskatchewan when it's minus 30. So it's spring here. It's still full of snow outdoors out my window today. But the fun part is there's some heat in the day. There's an opportunity to relax into outdoor activity and some fun, and we can master new play, new ideas, new ways to get active to meet our fresh start goals. So if you're new to this podcast, welcome. I hope you pick up some sort of insight into a new day, a new way. My goal is to instill change and to create daily habits that can pave our way to a better health and wellness. And so for me, I've taken the liberty to join in some fitness programming, a 10-week series where we get daily exercise and healthy nutrition as part of our lifestyle change to meet goals. And we also have a local challenge happening, and it's to try to get 10 kilometers a week in for four consecutive weeks for a chance to win some small prizes as an asset or motivation. So I've joined both of those, and I've learned that it sometimes requires us to resource outside of ourselves to get ourselves motivated to start. And I struggle the most, not in my ability to exercise, but to actually sustain my mind in that physical fitness time. I find myself easily persuaded to walk away from something when it gets to be hard or long or challenging to the muscles. I sort of want to check out in the middle of that activity. I am always ambitious to start, but when the flow begins and the river's floating, it's at that point I'm struggling. I want to jump to the shore. So it's those moments of hanging on, engaging our mind mindfully to sustain through that time, which is what is going to make all the difference. I don't believe the ability is missing out of any of us, even if we have a disability. I think there is an active exercise that we can fit in to our emotion or our physical ability, however our body is, however we've been challenged, however much adjustment we must give. So I had my knee repaired 5 weeks ago, and there was ability there to do upper body workouts and to sort of work on mobility of the arms. But I chose not to because I used my limitation to its max. So I feel like if you're suffering with some disability, try to change your perspective and see what you can surpass. So engage the mind is number one. Number two is a behavioral design model that I've learned about this week. It's by a Dr. Fogg, F-O-G-G. And what he instilled in me is that we need three things to find exercise or any behavioral alignment. That's a motivation to begin, a motivation to keep going, and a motivation to push for the win. That's ability. You must have the ability to do the behavior that you're setting out to do. If your dream is to run a marathon, your ability must support that goal, meaning you need to build up the tolerance and your ability to function at a marathon level. It may not be speed, it may be just endurance of duration in how long you're out being active through the marathon. And finally, the third piece of his model is prompting. And that is, we need stuff to prompt us. And what his idea was is that you should attach this habit to a habitual behavior that you're doing already. So for me, I habitually wake up around 6:30. I put on my coffee. I engage in drinking coffee. And at that point, I've been attaching fitness to following my first cup of coffee. And so that prompt is being developed, a habitual routine that I want to pursue every day. It's the coffee that's kind of tagging me to prompt me to take that next step. For some of us, it might be a time of day. It might be 6 p.m. That's my target. My alarm will go off. Whatever prompts you, reminds you to push through the noise. If you don't have your prompt, you will easily sway yourself away from taking that start. So it doesn't even matter how far you go. If you keep building that habitual process, you'll eventually build your ability to grow in that process. So it is and can become a motivation within itself. So that triangle is a three-tiered process that can work within one another. And I find for me, prompting, I designed a time yesterday at 6 p.m. That would be my prompt. And the prompt was actually to walk while I engaged in a webinar series about COVID. So it was almost taken away because supper wasn't quite ready. So that prompt was easily persuaded away. But my motivation was the webinar, and that webinar was my prompt to exercise. So I stuck with it, I utilized it, and I engaged in some activity, and I was able to get my 2.5 kilometers in when previous to that thought was, hell, why not wait till tomorrow? I was almost bailing. Then I decided, nope, that was my prompt that I set forth today. So use that model in your lives, motivation, ability, and prompting, and see if it can help you discover new growth, new achievements, and get you moving onward towards that goal you set forth. I hope you have a good week. And if you're interested in more on that theory, his name was Dr. Fogg, and it was behavioral design. So I thought that was rather appropriate for today's podcast, and I wanted to share that with you. So find something to prompt you. It might be someone calling you and saying, hey, did you make your 2 kilometers today? It might be the accountability of a group fitness. Hey, where were you? We missed you yesterday. Or versus, hey, we're glad you're here today. You've signed up. You're committed. Those are your prompts. So dig in, and we'll talk to you next week.